This is Rhythm, What It Is, How to Improve Your Sense of It by Andrew C. Lewis, Chapter 4, called Rhythm in Performance. A wide variety of factors affect the quality of rhythmic performance. 1. Attitude. A good rhythmic attitude is confidence without arrogance, strength with flexibility. Be a team player and support others rhythmically. 2. Relaxation. Relaxation leads to good rhythmic performance. It opens your senses. Relaxation doesn't mean lack of energy and concentration. The best performance state is relaxed, calmly focused, high energy. For feedback on your relaxation state, play the displaced pulse unison, where you're playing on the ends of the metronome click, which may be between 60 and 90 beats a minute, and breathe slowly and relax all the muscles in your body, and then gradually move the metronome up. Let's say to 120, 160, 190, 240, but only as fast as you can while still staying relaxed, focusing on the relaxation, not the tempo. Also, time away from music helps in your music making. Growth occurs when you are at rest, so practice hard, but take time to rest all you need. 3. Nerves. Nerves have a good side. They sharpen acuity. Accept them and learn about your reactions to them and positively channel the nervous energy. Study your reactions to nerve and stress. Analyze the effect they have on your performance and what happens to you rhythmically when you may get nervous. Whatever nerves do to you, you can compensate for it. While waiting to play, if you feel nervousness coming on, start pulsing. Do the chest pulse. Breathe in time. If you can learn to relax and deal with nervousness, you can channel it into an exciting, high-energy performance. 4. Concentration. Focus. Without concentration, pulse fluctuates. It's also possible to over-concentrate. Keep an open, relaxed calmness to your concentration. Meditation is a great way to let go of distracting thoughts and emotions. 5. Counting. If you can't count out loud while practicing a particular passage, it means you're not feeling the underlying meter. Counting can assimilate all aspects of rhythm. Counting can help assimilate all aspects of rhythm. Count one bar in your mind before you perform a piece for rhythmic security and to feel the meter. Count silently before you play. The way you count can affect the character of the piece you perform, so count with character. 6. Clarity. Always feel the inner pulse with clarity. Express the meter of the piece. Keep the metric feeling alive all the time. Be clear about time. Slow practice is great for developing clarity, as practicing slowly gives you the time to really think about each note. Here's a clarity exercise where you can play along with the metronome right on the beat, and you make the first note staccato, and then each note gets progressively longer, let's say over 2 bars, where the downbeat of the 3rd bar will be very long, as legato as possible, and then you start making each note shorter again until you get back to the next. After the 4-bar cycle, you get back to bar 1. So maybe like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep the pulse strong and clear. The attack remains strictly in time. And then do the same exercise in reverse, where you start with legato and go to staccato and then back again. 7. Feel. Music and rhythm are all about feel. You can line up exactly with the metronome, but if it doesn't feel good, then it just doesn't. So how do you develop a good feel, and how do you make it swing and groove? It's mostly about pulse. Pulse is a feeling, and good pulse just feels good. It's rare that what is expressed will not feel good if a performer is feeling the inner pulse, but a strong pulse isn't the entire story. You also have to express the meter. Be clear about feeling the downbeat, phrase to and away from the downbeat, or to and away from whatever note you choose, but phrase, always phrase in some manner. Dynamics also makes for feel, and so does relaxation, and roundness too, not edginess. Record yourself and listen back. Can you move to what you're hearing easily, clap to it, dance to it? In an ensemble, you have to have a good attitude and keep your ears open and your mind open. Rhythm and music in general is all about expressing emotion. Pulse is a feeling, and the more feeling you have about it, the deeper you feel it. The more it will generate. The more feeling you have about it, the deeper you feel it, the more it will generate emotion, the more feel it will have. You have to want it. The pulse has to be important to you, and if you want it, you will express it with feeling. If you really desire a good performance, that feeling will come through. If you care about those playing around you, the feeling will come through. If you understand and empathize with the thoughts and emotions being expressed by the composer of the piece, the emotion will come through. In short, feel is one's humanity expressed through pulse and rhythm. If you study hard, have desire, feel the pulse strongly, and care about the musicians around you, feel happens. 8. Fluidity and flexibility. Be strong and supple. Keep your ears open, ready to adjust the tempo, staying relaxed and concentrated, but staying loose. A flexibility exercise could be you play with someone else and you decide who's the leader, and the follower plays along exactly in time with them, but the leader can speed up or slow down as they wish, and you, of course, take turns being the leader. You could also do the same process again, but with a displaced pulse unison, where the follower would play on the ends of whatever pulse the leader sets, and then still slows it down and speeds it up. 9. Rubato. It means to stretch time without losing touch with the underlying pulse. As an exercise, you can try set the metronome to like 50 or 60 beats a minute, and then start to push your notes slightly ahead until you hear the click, pulsing after your own notes, and then pull it back again. Similarly, you could also try playing behind the pulse and then push it back again. 10. Accelerandos and retardandos. These are easier to accomplish smoothly if you keep the smaller subdivisions in your mind. The tempo changes will sound logical if you can mentally keep track of the subdivisions while changing the tempo. So have a target tempo, let's say 100 beats a minute, and then listen to the metronome, and then turn off the metronome and record yourself playing a slower pulse, and then accelerate it till you feel you have reached the target tempo of 100. And then keep recording for a bit, listen back, and see how the accelerando felt, and then check whether you settle back into the original target tempo. 11. Playing ahead of or behind the beat. Like, set a metronome to 50 to 80 beats a minute and play unison with the metronome just ahead of the beat, and just stay there for a while. And also challenge yourself to do it behind the beat. 12. Dealing with rushing and dragging. Rushing means getting faster, and dragging means getting slower in relation to the desired tempo. Rushing and dragging can also mean consistently playing ahead of or behind the beat when you don't realize it. Everyone does it to some extent, but you want to avoid it as much as possible. The first step to avoid rushing or dragging is to become sensitive to it. Listen for it at performances and concerts. Become aware of it in your own playing when listening back to yourself. Try doing it on purpose and see how it feels. Record it back and listen to it. Do the rubato exercises or the ahead of or behind the beat exercises described earlier, and all the other metronome exercises, which will help. If you don't concentrate on becoming sensitive to rushing and dragging, you'll do it as soon as you turn off the metronome. Rushing and dragging can be the result not only of poor concentration, but also of nerves, tension, anxiety, and it can be also the result of not internalizing the pulse enough. 13. Motivation and desire. The most important key to good rhythmic performance is desire. Desire motivates accomplishment. If you want good rhythm and you're honest with yourself, you will put the time and attention in to develop it. Short-term desire is wanting it now, which is necessary for good performance. Long-term desire may ebb and flow. Desire is an emotion. Emotion creates feeling, and feeling is what rhythm is about. The more you desire, the more you feel your performance will provide. The more feeling your performance will provide, and feeling is what people want from music. 14. Honesty. Be honest about your performance. Pay critical attention and always be open to suggestions and improvement. At the same time, don't over-criticize yourself. It's all relative. Just keep getting better. 15. Faking it. This is an important part of good musicianship. Everyone makes mistakes. When things happen, faking it is essential. It means when you get lost, you play something with strong rhythm, ideally in the same key as what you were performing. The show must go on. One can prepare for these moments. Being prepared is an attitude. Practice playing with strong rhythm when you're unsure of what you're doing. Sight reading is excellent for this, by yourself or with others. Faking it is not an ideal solution. To avoid faking it, prepare as best you can. Try not to get lost and keep a high standard of performance, as high a standard of performance as possible. But when all else fails, come through with something. 16. Character refers to personality, flavor, tradition, and spirit expressed in the performance of the music. Character and personality are practically synonymous. The deeper one's knowledge, the more character one can give to a musical figure or to an entire piece. So study the performance traditions for that piece. Learn the language, life, and culture of the composer, especially around the time of that piece's composition. Try to express the emotional intent or content in every musical moment. The best lesson I ever heard on, I ever received on character was at a student orchestra rehearsal directed by Leonard Bernstein. He abruptly stopped in the middle of March of the Toreadors from Bizet's Carmen and said impatiently, "Does anybody know what this piece is about?" And then someone responded and he said, "Of course it's about the Toreadors marching into the bullring, but it's so much more." And then he described the scene in great detail and said, "Let's try it again." And without saying a word about how to place or play this note or that note, he got the entire orchestra to play rhythmically, to paint a picture, to express the personality and meaning of the piece. He brought out the piece's character. 17. Music from around the world. A broad knowledge of musical styles, conventions, and history around the globe is invaluable. Studying other forms of music can add levels of expression to performance simply by broadening one's musical vocabulary. The wider your base of knowledge, the deeper your cultural roots, the broader your range of expression can expand. African music, for example, deepens your sense of groove and works and opens worlds of polyrhythms not found anywhere else. Indonesian gamelan, G-A-M-E-L-A-N, helps with rhythmic memory and settles you into an entirely different kind of groove. Latin music helps you with syncopation. Mexican and flamenco can help you shift from 3-4 to 6-8 easily, etc. 18. Language. Facility with foreign languages can help deepen rhythmic performance and enhance sensitivity to the character of the various musical styles and compositions. Music and language evolve together. The language of a culture is the root source for the rhythm of a culture's music. That's why language is so important for appreciating a culture's musical character. 19. All art forms. Knowledge of the history of art in general deepens your appreciation of music. So visit museums and study art. 20. Working with a conductor. When performing with an orchestra, you need to pay attention to many aspects of rhythm and musical inflection. Your own inner pulse, the rhythm and phrasing you personally want to achieve, the rhythm of the musicians right next to you, the rhythm of the whole orchestra, the rhythm of certain section within the orchestra. On top of all this, you also have to consistently pay attention to, respond to, and make music with and through the conductor. Learning how to work with a conductor is as important as any aspect of learning to play your instrument. The trick is to learn how to play confidently no matter what's going on, and there's a lot to learn to be able to do so, because every conductor is different. The better you are at reading the conductor, the quicker you figure out his or her style, the more success you'll have. A good conductor is very clear in providing the pulse, but even the best conductors, there can be many ways to interpret the pulse provided. The stronger your inner pulse, the better you'll be able to perform his or her pulse. There's always a balance between what the conductor is doing and what the orchestra is performing. There's always a gap between the conductor's motions and the performance of the group. The actual performance is a consensus between the individuals and the group. Take the downbeat, for example. When the conductor begins the piece, how do you know exactly when to come in? Conductors may expect you to play exactly at the bottom of their stroke, but that rarely happens. The ictus, I-C-T-U-S, of the conductor's beating pattern is the point where the conductor's beat changes direction. In 4-4 time, there are four ictuses, meaning like down, left, right, up, down, left, right, up, corresponds to 1, 2, 3, 4. In 3-4 time, it's down, left, up, down, left, up, down. Any orchestra member that performs precisely when the stick comes down soon learns that he's coming in too early. The delay at the beginning of the piece, the first downbeat, is in general much more than the delay once the piece gets going. The slower the piece, the more time between the ictus and the sound. The faster the piece, the closer the musicians play with the conductor's motions, especially once things get going. In general, the larger the orchestra, the longer it takes to get going. It's easier to adjust by moving forward a bit than pulling back a bit. The same is true with pitch. It's generally easier to tune up into a pitch rather than down. We're more sensitive to flatness than we are to sharpness in general. And so it is with a pulse. It's easier to adjust slightly faster than to pull the tempo back. So be particularly careful not to take the conductor's tempo too fast, and then you'll have a difficult job of pulling it back. Once a piece gets going, be vigilant about not rushing. It's a human tendency to get faster. 21. Mathematics. The word arithmetic has its root in the words art and measure, which are two very musical terms. Pythagoras discovered the numerical ratios that correspond to musical intervals and was also interested in the music of the spheres. Physics is about waveforms, frequencies, pulses, periods, oscillations, the same phenomena that music is made of. Geometry is about shapes, and the geometry of music has to do with time divided into shapes. So the shapes of music, the measure of phrases, the forms of music, these are all geometric concepts. While the study of math won't necessarily help you keep a steady pulse, it's somehow reassuring to know that the universe is so musical and that music is so universal.